Washington.
As the Pentagon was briefing reporters yesterday, Pat Tillman's family was getting its own briefing at a hotel in San Jose, California.
Well, my name is Mary Tillman, and I'm Pat Tillman's mother.
Mary Tillman was one of those facing a number of Defense Department officials. The Tillmans were given a stack of documents, which join many others that she's gathered, and the military offered its latest explanation of what happened.
We believe we were given a very imbalanced presentation. A lot of the information they gave us was based on what the individuals that were actually in the shooter vehicle, that was their, their point of view. They didn't give any kind of information based on anyone else in the situation. I mean, it's a very complicated situation. That's why it's hard to, put it in some kind of a nutshell. All I can say is that what we received was very imbalanced.
Well, I suppose there are at least two separate issues here. One is what actually happened to Pat Tillman on the battlefield.
Right.
And the other is what the U.S. military did with whatever information it had about that over time.
Well, and the thing that's also upsetting is that the original investigation, the one that was done within hours of Pat's death, or the one that was, started, immediately after he died, and that particular officer indicated he saw evidence of homicidal negligence or criminal intent. That investigation was sort of put to the side, and then another investigation was put into place. That original investigation, we can't get our hands on, and they say it's because it was never signed. Yet the officer himself said he gave a recommendation. These kind of things are very upsetting. They told us that these soldiers drove by in a matter of 4 seconds and shot up the ridgeline in a fog of war. Yet when you go through the documents, it's very clear that witnesses indicate that these soldiers stopped the vehicle. Some of them got out of the vehicle. One for sure got out of the vehicle and was shooting. It's not like they drove by in a fog of war.
So on these two issues, what happened to Pat Tillman and what did the military do with the information that it had? The military says they made critical errors in reporting what they knew, but there was no criminal wrongdoing in the shooting. It sounds like you're not satisfied.
No, we're not satisfied with that. We're not saying that Pat was intentionally killed. I don't know that is. I mean, we may have some questions about that, but that's nothing that we could ever prove. And I don't want to get into that. But he died on the 22nd. His memorial service was May 3rd. They could have told us the truth. And if they didn't want to tell us the truth, they could have said that we don't know, we're doing an investigation. But what they did is they made up a story. That's not a misstep, and that's not an error. They made up a story. It was presented on national television. And we believe they did that to promote the war.
I imagine this meeting that you had with military officials yesterday must have been the latest or perhaps the last of many meetings you've had where they've tried to explain what they know.
Right. And they always lie. And I'll be quite honest with you. The meeting was a travesty. I mean, we were lied to. They told us that we were abusive. And I responded back that, lying is a form of abuse. And we've been lied to for 3 years.
They said you were abusive to
them.
They
said we were abusive.
And were you raising your voice?
I wouldn't want it to have been them. I mean, we got to the point where we were extremely rude to them. They were just lying.
Mary Tillman is the mother of Pat Tillman. She spoke with us early this morning from San Jose, California. And you can read the Pentagon Inspector General's report on the death of her son at npr.org.